Welcome to this week's podcast. Today we have Pastor Russell Evans speaking on the topic Think and Act. But before we jump into it, check out some brand new music. Come on, let's celebrate. It's Christmas.
Brand new from Planet Shakers. It's Christmas live. Featuring all your favorite carols.
To speak to you on the topic think and act. You know, in these last 8 months, who's thought a lot? You're sitting there and you're thinking a lot. Who watched too many press conferences? Who can recite every press conference what's going to be said? Yeah, excellent. So we've been living in a space where there's been a lot of thinking, and I believe in critical thinking and good thinking. The Bible talks about thinking like Christ. My parents once said to me, too much analysis brings paralysis. And there is some truth in that. If you overthink something, it becomes something that slows you down. We got to think like kingdom thinking, and kingdom thinking is faith without works is dead. So I've got to think and analyze, but then I got to act on what I am doing. Because so many people are thinking, but not acting. And we need to think and act. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, and it says, reading from the Amplified, so it's a bit louder today. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, first to be brought back to life, and the prince, ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has once for all loosed us and freed us from our sins by his own blood. That right there is a pretty amazing statement. Who for once and for all loosed and freed us from all our sins by his own blood and formed us into a kingdom. Everyone say kingdom. In brackets there, a royal race or a royal people. Priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and power and the majesty and the dominion throughout the ages forever and ever. Amen. So be it in brackets. In the New King James Version, it says, to him who has loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood, has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. So one version says we're a kingdom of priests. In other words, we are a royal people. We are royalty. Another one says we're kings and priests. But the kings and priests means the same. Is kings is that you have a royal heritage because of the blood of Jesus. You have a royalty. You are a son and a daughter of the living God. You are the son of the King of Kings. And so you have to have kingly thinking. You got to have heavenly thinking. You got to think royal. In this season, if we overthink things, we get caught up into the patterns of thinking of the world instead of thinking how God would have us think, to think royally. So we are a royal people. I don't know about you, but that makes me pretty excited. That I was a sinner. I was going to hell. I was lost, but he found me. He poured his spirit on me. He gave me an anointing. He gave you an anointing. And now he says, no longer are you discarded. No longer are you a nobody. Now you're a somebody because you're my son. You're my daughter. You have royalty in you. So you've got to operate in this kingdom that is a royal kingdom. In this season, it's so important that we think like Jesus. Not like we think like the world. We understand the world, but we think like Jesus. You see, a royal people, in this scripture, all believers are royal. Everyone who's been born again is born into the royal family. Who watches The Crown? I watch The Crown sometimes. And I was watching the other day with, and Prince Di, you know, she's this cute kindergarten teacher. Now, my logic says, why would somebody give up such a beautiful person? But anyway, that's a whole nother story. And so here is, she comes in and she was what people would call a commoner. And she came in and became the prince of England, the princess of England. She was born, she wasn't born into the family. She was born by marriage into the family now. Now she's in the family because of marriage. The Bible says we are the bride of Christ because the bride died for us, because the bridegroom, died for us because he took our sins. He says, come and join the family. Now I'm going to make you royal. You were once lost. You were once going your own way. But now I've turned your commonality into royalty. I've turned what you thought was, you were on a pathway that was about man. Now you're in a pathway about the king and the king's dominion and the king's way of doing things. What is kingdom? It's the king's way of doing things. We got to be people who operate in the king's way of doing things. So good. Sometimes these screens scare me when I'm preaching because I think somebody's coming out and talking to me. I'm like, oh, it's me. Sorry. So all believers are royal and all believers are priests. In 1 Peter 2:5, it says, and you are living stones. See, the problem is we've created priests to look a certain way, that they're people who get up and they have white collars or whatever, and they're the ones who are the preachers or the pastors. No, the Bible says every person is a king and a priest. Every person is in the kingdom of priesthood. Every person has royalty and every person is a priest. What is a priest? Somebody who ministers to God and then ministers to others on behalf of God. That's what we need in this season. We need a kingdom of priests, kings and priests, people of royalty to minister to people in our society who are just getting out of the cocoon and starting to get their feet moving and starting to get their lives moving. We got to be ahead of them and we got to be like the people who say, come on, there's a different way. Get up and walk. Take up your mat and walk. Get up and get activated. Why? Because I want to minister to you life. I want to minister to you breakthrough. I want to minister because I've ministered to God and He has ministered to me. I'm His son and I'm His daughter and I've encountered Him in such a powerful way, and now I'm going to release what I've received out of my innermost being. Will flow rivers of living water. You're all priests. What's a priest's job? To minister to God and minister to people. How do we minister to God? We worship Him. We come before Him, and we just love Him. He created relationship. He created us to be in communion with Him. He created us to have that personal relationship at home. He created us to have Him living inside of us. He created us because when we worship Him, it is not really about Him, it's really about us. When we're worshiping Him, He's actually building us. The Bible says when we see Him, we'll be like Him. So as I minister to God, I become more godly. As I worship God, I become more like God. I think like He does. As I get into His presence, you see, we've seen over these 8 months, whatever you get into the presence of all the time, you begin to think like. What you are consuming in your hearing and in your eyesight is how forms your life. So we, as children of the living God, need to get in His presence and get consumed with His worldview, no one else's worldview, His worldview, and hear from Him. That doesn't mean we don't do the right thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about making our thinking godly. So, how do we minister to God? We get in His presence. How do we minister to man? We get in their presence. We reach out to them. We love them. We care for them. You know, in this time, who's ever been in the gym? I haven't been in the gym for a long time. Who's real happy the gyms are open, right? It's funny, the gyms, you turn up there and you have a mask to check in and then you take it off to work out. It's sort of weird, but anyway, it's bizarre, right? It's quite logical, really. But in a gym, when I used to go to the gym, I would get a personal trainer. And I've had about 10 personal trainers over the years. At every diet I go on and every New Year's activation, it's particularly started since I passed 40. So I'm now 53. So 10 out of the last 13 years, I've had a personal trainer for a very short time. And I've discovered the successful ones and the most unsuccessful ones. One gym guy I went to, this is a really nice gym. I go in there and I pay for a gym session. Well, I didn't. It was actually free for the thing. And I was going to pray for another training session. And he went me through all these, you know, sets. But they're all weird. They weren't normal sets. They were working on muscle groups that I didn't even know existed. You know, we've got muscles here called the intercostal muscles. See, God believes in the Pentecostals because He created Pentecostals in you and they actually strengthen you. All right, so thank you, Pastor Brett, for laughing at my joke. Thank you for that. And so he goes, next time you come, go through these sets. But the sets were so complicated for me because I'm not really a gym studier. And so the next time I went and I thought, oh, I'm getting this wrong. And I asked to have another session and he was too busy. And then I did the second session and I stopped going to the gym. Paid for the gym for a year, but stopped going. Where I've had another trainer who trained me 1 week. Come on, you can do it. You can do it, right? Next week, we're checking in. In fact, Ted and I went to this one gym guy and Ted got cramp in both feet one day. It was actually quite funny. If you have cramp in both feet, you can't walk at all. So Ted's like, and the guy's bending his legs back and I am laughing. So my goal from then every week was to get him cramp in both feet, but it didn't work. He got better than me. I was better in running because my legs were longer, so I didn't have to run as hard. He was better at that rowing thing because he didn't have to go as far back. And so there's advantages for both. And so next week, I'm with the same gym and I'm getting better and better and stronger and stronger. And I was able to continue personal training, discipleship, and I was able to do it on my own after a period of time. In this season, there are people who are wanting to come out and start getting activated to begin to act, but they need some trainers that will walk along and minister to them and bring them out and say, come on, we'll walk with you, we'll encourage you, come on, push harder, come on, it's all good, it's all okay, yes, 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 yes. What our trainers do is they're there to push you and protect you. So in a season where there's a lot of fear, we need to push and protect. Push and protect. Minister to people. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You know, church is back on. Oh, really? Yes, come on. Go and meet you there. We'll have a coffee at CL. It's the best coffee in Melbourne now. Come on, come on. Get out. Actually, CL Coffee, we have owner, which is regarded as the highest coffee in Melbourne. Just at Planet Shakers. Thank you very much. Come on, come on. In fact, our manager, we were on tour in Tennessee, praise God, and they had a magazine of the world's best baristas and coffee places. And Glenn Lowe, who plays guitar here, who was the manager of CL, was in the book. He was one of the top 10 baristas, and he's now the manager of Planet Shaker CL. Just a little ad for those watching online. Anyway. But come on, get moving. Come on. Come on. You got more in you. Come on. Oh, by the way, I didn't tell you this, but in January for 8 nights, we're going to do it for 2 weeks, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, have a break Saturday, have church on Sunday, have a break Monday. We're going to do 8 nights of revival, summer revival nights that we're going to encounter God for coming into 2021. But we need some ministers, some priests who will say, come on. Come on, even if they're not in urban life groups. You know, 60% of our church don't go to urban life groups. So there needs to be an outreaching to people. Come on, let's start going. Come on, let's go to the house of God. Come on, let's do these things. Come on, let's reach out. Come on, let's love people. We need some ministers who not just think but act. What is the key to be a royal person? It's your thinking. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So we've got to get our thinking to be in royal level. Not earthly level, royal level. You have the facts and then you apply truth. We've got to get our thinking to think like Christ. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. So we've got to get our thinking to be like Christ. Romans 12 puts it this way. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because all He has done for you. Let them be living in a holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. In other words, don't live for you, live for something greater. In a time where things have been shut down, we get into survival mode and live for us. But now it's a time of opening up where we don't just live for our own situation, but we live for others. We live and outreach and care. And we've been doing that, doing it so well. But I want to encourage you even more, because as you do, the Bible says, is you don't live for yourself. This is truly the way to worship Him. See, I either worship self or I worship Him. You say, how can you tell the difference? Is what you make more important? See, if He's number one in your life, you'll do what He does. You'll copy Him. You'll follow Him. If you is the number one in your life, you'll follow your desires. Whew. So watch this, verse 2. This is the truly way to worship. And then it says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So your heart has got something to do with your thinking. Your heart is the filter to your thinking life. That's why we got to get rid of disappointment, get rid of unforgiveness, get rid of offense, get rid of fear, get rid of this stuff so that our thinking can be Christ-like. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for your life, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So God wants us to think like Him. He wants us to operate like Him. He wants us not to live in fear, but He wants us to live in faith. He wants us to live in wisdom, because the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of intimidation, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. Wisdom, thinking correctly. So a sound mind comes from a sound heart. If your heart is carrying stuff, your mind is affected. Ever been worried about something that's in your heart? Your thinking dominates it and it wrecks your sleep. We got to get, even in a challenging time, trials and tribulations should push us to God, not push us to survival, but push us to Jesus Christ. And we got to get in His presence and think like He thinks and operate like He operates. We think and we act. We think and we act. We just don't think, 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 think and we just don't act. We think like Christ and we act like Christ. We think like Christ and we act like Christ. We think like Christ, we act like Christ. We think like Christ and we act like Christ. We act, we are priests, we are kings, we are a priesthood of royalty. And so we are gonna operate in our hearts to get our hearts. So the filter of our heart, that's why when we minister to God, we worship to God, He deals with us. He changes us. That's why in this season, I want to encourage you, be wise, don't be stupid, but don't live in fear. Think like Christ. Minister like Christ. Love like Christ. Pray for people like Christ. Raise the dead like Christ. Sow generously like Christ. Be Christ-like. And as we are, the Bible says, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He's what? Anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to release the prisoners. You see, in this season, we can get into a lifestyle where we think small freedoms are freedoms. No, they're journeys to freedoms. We celebrate every way. We're hoping next week that it goes to 1 to 2, which means that this we probably could get about 800 people in this room. And so you won't have to register to come to church. You can just turn up and use your QR code. And so we celebrate all that and we celebrate what God is doing. But we're not going to stop and say, well, that's it. No, no. We're going to continue growing and going and ministering and doing what God has called us to do. If you believe that, give God a shout of praise in this place. So what I want to do real quickly, I want to deal with anything that's in our heart. You know, in this season, I've got frustrated. What I find like with me in this season is like I'm peeling an onion. There's things that I've built up over a period of time that I didn't realize. And every time I get in God's presence and every time God begins to speak to me, I'm like peeling a layer back and peeling a layer back and peeling a layer back. And every time I say, God, I come out of agreement with that lie. I come out of agreement with that fear. I come out of agreement with intimidation. I come out of agreement. And every time I do, I get freer and freer. You see, I get changed from glory to glory. Things, and there are people here and people watching online and they're little things. Notice seeds start as seeds, but they end up becoming trees. So if you don't take the seed out, it becomes, if you don't take the seed of bitterness, it becomes a tree of bitterness, clogging up your life. If you don't take the seed of disappointment out, it will become a tree of disappointment, which will then produce other seeds of disappointment. If you don't take the seed of fear out, you'll start living a life with a tree of fear, which then fears will come into other areas of your life where seed falls from that tree. If you don't take the seed of just surviving, it becomes a lifestyle of, I'll just survive. But if you put the seed of faith and you water it, you put the seed of love and you water it, you put the seed of joy and you water it, you put the seed of freedom and you water it, you put the seed of the kingdom and royalty and you water it, you start thinking as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So if there's any seeds you need to take out, any agreements, I want you to stand to your feet wherever you are. If that's you, and I want you to like to actively just say, God, I take that seed out. I pluck it out. Maybe it's got a little bit of a root down there. I pull it out. I come out of agreement with that. I come out of agreement with any lie or any fact that is holding me back from living in truth. I come out of agreement. Pull out any seed. Just do it by faith. I pull it out. Any disappointment, I pull it out. Any lie, I pull it out. Any unforgiveness, I pull it out. Any bitterness, I pull it out. And I give it to you. I give it to you. Now, put in my heart the seeds of faith. Put in my heart the seeds of breakthrough. Put in my heart, our hearts, the seed of revival. Put in our hearts the seed to be priests unto God. The seed of royalty. Put in our heart right here, right now.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.